Next up, we have Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe. When John Anderson disenchanted with the new direction that Yes was taking, announced his departure from the band after the huge 87-88 Big Generator tour, very few people knew what the man had in mind for the future of Yes music. The answer came less than a year later when an official announcement was made that John had joined forces with former Yes band members Bill Bruford, Rick Wakeman, and Steve Howe to sign with Arista Records and form a new group called simply Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, Howe. With the task of getting Yes music back on track again, ABWH set off to record their only studio album, completed in the summer of 89. This album recaptured the music of early Yes albums that these four men created in the early 70s, and once released, gained worldwide fan and critic acclaim. Artist Roger Dean, whose art had graced so many Yes album covers in the 1970s, was asked to provide some special cover artwork for the new album, as well as a new stage design for the forthcoming world tour. Starting at Mud Island in Memphis, Tennessee on July 29th of 89, this tour took the band across North America, the UK, Eastern Europe, and Japan, before ending back up in the United States at Madison Square Garden in New York City on March 5th, 1990. In the absence of traditional Yes bass player Chris Squire, ABWH was able to secure the talents of renowned bassist Tony Levin, a longtime associate of Bill Bruford in King Crimson. Levin's extraordinary finesse and very personal style brought new life to the old Yes material played during the tour. To enhance the live performances of both the old and the new material, Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe also brought in Julian Kolbeck, who would join the Steve Hackett band in 1990 after Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe pretty much ended. He was on keyboards and Milton McDonald was on guitar. The set list for the new tour included about two-thirds of the new album, as well as a few Yes classics from the early Bruford era. Strangely enough, the Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe tour would be the first time that Bill Bruford would perform songs that he had helped to compose on the Close to the Edge album in 1972. His departure from Yes shortly after recording the material prevented his participation in live performances at the time. With this group of unique and talented musicians playing both old and new material, Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe concerts became incredible musical events. The show I present here was recorded in front of 15,000 people at the Summit in Houston, Texas on the 28th of August, 1989, and would be the last performance to include Tony Levin during this part of the tour. Shortly after completing the final song of this evening, Starship Trooper, Tony walked off and collapsed backstage. He was rushed to the hospital and diagnosed with hepatitis. Four concerts had to be canceled while the band quickly recruited American bass player Jeff Berlin to replace Levin until he could return. Under the circumstances, and with only 3 days to absorb so many complex pieces of music, Jeff did a magnificent job. The Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe full concert video, which was shot only a few days later in California, stands as undeniable proof of that fact. Tony Levin returned to his post for the first concert of the UK leg of the tour on the 20th of October. Sadly, the ABWH project only lasted for this one tour and ended with a formation of the Yes / Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe Union, which, by the way, is an awesome album. I do recommend it. So here we present a very special concert in the history of a very special band.
You see the same things every day. Save the world, so stay, so let me play for you and you and you. Bobby Dread and the Cool. Thank you very much. Thank you. Sounds like Texas. It's great to be with you once again. That was a song on the new album. Here is a song sort of from another time.
Thank you. Reach out, touch forward, chase the good. I see no way to change.
wonderful things about, you know, we're getting together and making music. And too wonderful. It's not only are we getting together again, we're getting up together again, which is a very wonderful thing. It's very magical. Some guy with those cases came up to me and said, "Hey man, it should be four people." I said, "Hey, we've got enough people here." Who knows? Who knows what tomorrow may bring? So, one of the great things we were recording in this, we're recording in the Caribbean, which is a fantastic place to record anything when you're ready. Just a small island. And one lazy afternoon we wrote this song. And it relates to getting together, getting together. So, as we were putting the show together, we obviously go through many songs that we've recorded together over the years, you see? And we had to make some decision which songs we're going to play. And so the most requested song, really, is this next one. It's called Hearts of the Sunrise.
You're lost on a wave, you're after. Thank you.
fantastic being with you this evening. I want to thank you all for coming to see us this evening. It's a very magical time. It's a very important time. In the real world. Soon, we'll go.
Thanks for tuning in. You have been listening to Happy Hour Live on Quack House Radio. Happy Hour is broadcast every Saturday evening from 8 o'clock p.m. until midnight Eastern Time. So come on back next week and check us out when we have another fine program in store for you. So until then, we will return you to the regularly scheduled program on Quack House Radio, already in progress.